Republicans in the House of Representatives have given up an effort to protect one of their leaders. Just last November, Republicans rewrote an ethics rule for the benefit of Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Last night, under intense scrutiny, they reverted to the stricter rule. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Republicans had moved to protect DeLay because a grand jury in Texas is investigating his fundraising operations. Last night, DeLay's move to go back to the stricter rule left rank-and-file Republicans visibly relieved. As they trickled out of a private Republican meeting, they recounted that DeLay had stood up and advocated going back to the rule that says if a leader is indicted, he must step down. Several House Republicans said the DeLay rule, as it's called on the Hill, had generated too much public outcry and had become a distraction. Tennessee's Zach Womp said it needed to change.
I think it allows the Republicans now to focus on the issues, the agenda that's before us, and not to have Tom DeLay be the issue. And so I'm very encouraged. It's refreshing. I feel like we've just taken a shower and now we can all go to war.
Womp said DeLay's move also managed to take bullets out of Nancy Pelosi's gun. Pelosi is the Democratic leader in the House. She and other Democrats had a plan for today's opening session of the 109th Congress that would have forced lawmakers to record a vote for or against the indictment rule. That's something Republicans haven't had to do so far. One Republican congressman told NPR that many were skittish about the prospect of that politically tricky vote, and that's likely what spurred DeLay to call on Republicans to go back to the stricter indictment rule. Pelosi's spokeswoman, Jennifer Crider, said the issue had simply become too hot for Republicans to handle.
American people expect their members of Congress to uphold the highest ethical standards, not the lowest.
The move came as Republicans met to discuss other rules changes last night, among them several controversial proposals for the House Ethics Committee. That's the panel that investigates members of Congress accused of ethical indiscretions. Again, Republicans chose not to weaken the code of conduct that is the basis for most ethics complaints. But they did agree on one ethics rule change. Right now, if the panel is blocked on whether to take up an ethics complaint, the rules automatically open an investigation. The new version would do the opposite. If the panel is blocked, the complaint would automatically be laid down. Republicans dubbed this the presumption of innocence rule, and House Rules Committee Chairman David Dreyer of California said it won't stop the committee from doing its work.
If there is a need for an investigation, we will see a vote taken by the committee, and they can proceed with the investigatory process.
But the change also means that for a lawmaker to be investigated, at least one committee member from his or her own party must vote in favor of that investigation. That's something even some Republicans last night admitted may not happen very often. Another major change to House rules Republicans took up last night was making the Homeland Security Committee permanent. It's been temporary since it was created after September 11, 2001. Many called this a step forward, albeit a small one, in the push for Congress to reorganize and streamline its own business and oversight powers. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.